Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, here we go. What did I tell you Monday afternoon? I said, it's Monday. I know for many of you that sucks. It's going to be Friday before you know it. And here we are. It is Friday afternoon, and a beautiful Friday afternoon. And Mardi Gras parades kick off this weekend. A lot to talk about this afternoon. A lot of really strange stuff in the news. But we'll get to all of it this afternoon. And let's see. Also, we'll be remembering Whitney Houston. This is the day in 1991 she sang the national anthem. We'll relive that moment and talk about how united America was at the time. Right now, reach over there and crank it up because this is what you have been working for. All right, a couple of videos are in the news. The video has been released of the police body cam going to Nancy Pelosi's house. The guy was in there with a hammer wanting to break her kneecaps, and he ran into her husband instead. Nancy Pelosi was not there, and he attacked him with a hammer while the police were right there. The video is, it's not graphic, but you could tell what's going on. And Mr. Pelosi is like, he's on the ground. He is just knocked out and could have easily have been killed. Also, they're going to release the video of the beating of Tyre Nichols in Memphis by five Memphis police officers. They're going to release that later today. It's called the Friday Afternoon News Drop. And big news, when people don't want news to get a lot of attention, they released the news late on a Friday, late Friday afternoon or Friday evening. Because generally speaking, people are distracted with the weekend starting. And that's the day that people pay the least attention to the news. So whether it's the White House or the Congress or a state or a city, they always release the news that they don't want people to pay much attention to. They release that news late on a Friday, and that's when apparently this video is going to be released. And apparently it is horrific. And there seems to be no question that these five police officers in Memphis deserve to be fired and deserve to be facing murder charges and other charges as well. Also, we've got some like really interesting stuff. Like Ian Hoke is our studio producer today.
What's up, man?
How are you?
Oh man, I'm great. All right, I'm in such a good mood.
Good, I am too. It's Friday.
You're not about to ruin it with some BS, are you?
No, I'm not. A topless woman walked into a church to attack the Jesus statue.
We've got
that in the news. Some guy has had plastic surgery. He looks so much like an alien that restaurants will not let him in.
Oh my God!
So now we're discriminating against people who look like aliens?
Yes.
I mean, really, you know,
they don't belong here. Send it back to where they came from.
It's some French dude. He transformed himself into an alien, and he's being banned from restaurants. So,
well, I got to see a picture of this guy. That's discrimination. You
gotta,
sue.
You got to check it out.
Okay.
Anthony Loffredo. Anthony Loffredo. L-O-F-F-R-E-D-O. Has dramatically altered his body. Am I right?
Cool. What a freak.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they won't let him in restaurants.
I wouldn't. People are eating in here. Oh, my God. Oh, no.
I mean, his ears are gone.
Ooh.
His ears are gone. His nose is gone.
Sir.
He's removed two fingers.
Oh, my God.
He's covered with tattoos. Has implants under his skin.
Oh.
I mean, you know, doctors did this to this guy.
Oh. man.
That's kind of strange.
The first picture I saw was like coming from kind of far away, but now I'm looking at his Instagram. This is disturbing.
Yeah, it is.
This is nightmare fuel, man. I would say, if you want to see a picture of the weird alien guy, text me and I'll send you a photo back. I don't want to put that on you. It's a beautiful day. Things are going good. You don't want to see this.
But it's so weird. God. It's kind of funny.
Look at his eyes.
Kind of interesting. All right. So
his nose.
The Oakwood Heart Jewelers text line is 504-260-1870. If you want to see it, text Ian and he'll send you a link to it.
But
I got to stand up for this guy. And I don't think we should discriminate against people who look like aliens. I mean, he's a human being just like the rest of us.
Oh.
I think the guy has rights.
God,
I think he should be served. I don't know how he eats, but I mean, he's got a mouth, but
his
there's
teeth.
Other stuff. I know, it's just so weird, isn't it?
His teeth are coming out of his lips.
I know, it's freaky.
I really regret having looked this up, man. This is terrible.
Well, you just got to laugh at it.
I don't know, man.
You just got to laugh at
the hair on the back of my neck is all standing up. This is freaky.
You just got to laugh at the guy. Also, there is a really strange conspiracy theory about Bills player DeMar Hamlin. If you haven't heard it, we've got the conspiracy theory about that coming up. Pamela Anderson is dropping bombshells about how much sex she had and who she had sex with, and Jennifer Coolidge says that she slept with 200 men after playing Stifler's mom in American Pie.
Amateur.
Actor or partner. And wait till you hear what they're doing with some of the water from Splash Mountain. Splash Mountain at Disney was shut down, Walt Disney World. And they're redoing it. I think they're trying to get rid of the connection with Song of the South or something that was deemed inappropriate for the world that we live in today. Let's see, what else? We'll talk about David Bowie's first trip to America. We'll talk about the playoffs, and we're going to do a text. We'll do a text, not a text off, but we're going to let you through text messages. We're going to let you, we'll designate the time a little bit later, but we're going to let our audience decide who wins the games this weekend. At 2 o'clock Sunday, 49ers and the Eagles in Philadelphia. At 5:30 Sunday, the Bengals and the Chiefs in Kansas City. Two games should be really awesome games. Looking forward to it. We'll let you pick the winners. And then on Monday, we'll figure out whether or not the collective audience of our show got it right or got it wrong. Also, a Tulane's football team is going to ride in the crew of Ferret, being honored for their big victory in the Cotton Bowl over USC, and this is really exciting. So the coach is riding as the Grand Marshal, but I think the entire team is going to be there. So that's good. Crew of Ferret. And you know, Mardi Gras parading's ramping up this weekend. It's the crew of Chewbacca, and that is going to be tomorrow. And Ian...
Chewbacca's. Yes.
Crew of Chewbacca's.
Yes.
And you're going to be in that.
Yeah. I'm with the Space Vikings.
The Space Vikings.
Yeah, it's a sub-crew, because, you know, the Chewbacca's parade has, like, all kind of different sub-crews. Like, I don't know, they all got names and stuff, but, you know, it's basically like the Harry Potter sub-crew, or the Star Wars sub-crew, or the Aliens, or, you know, Predator sub-crew. All the different, like, sci-fi fandoms. Everybody's represented there. But for people who are just maybe not, you know, Harry Potter or Star Trek, but just want to dress up like a space Viking and, you know, just run around growling at people for a couple hours, that's what space Vikings
is. I can't think of any more fun than that.
So my wife and I are, we got our costumes all picked out, got a couple friends of ours, and we're going to see out on the route, man. Should be a good time.
You guys do costumes well.
Oh, yeah, we go hard.
I mean,
we got a whole costume closet, man.
Really?
Like, we got more space dedicated for costumes than we do, like, jackets or sweaters or that sort of thing.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But, hey, you know what? It's fun. It's fun to go out as somebody else.
Yeah, you never know. You know, like my wife said, I think she said this at, this was, the officiant said this at our wedding. Costumes don't cover up who you actually are. They reveal who you actually are.
I love that.
We take it very seriously, and tomorrow night we're going to be Space Vikings. I don't know if you'll be able to pick us out of the crowd because there's a lot of Space Vikings, but I have like a kick-ass battle axe that like lights up. It's got glowing lights all around it, and I'll have some sort of like deer antlers coming out of the top of my head with like a skull in between them. I don't know. Just go to the parade and I'll throw you something.
It should be a lot of fun. And the weather's going to be great for that. Now, I'm worried about the Nefertiti parade Sunday. I mean, we're hearing all this this conversation about rain, but then there might be breaks. And sometimes you hear about rain and it doesn't really happen, so you really don't know what to think. But, you know, I hope they're able to get that parade off. We'll talk to one of the meteorologists at Channel 4 in just a little while and get a specific parade update for that parade. We'll see what it looks like this afternoon. And let's see what else. Oh, a couple of serious things to just get out of the way. Another shooting on the I-10. And I'm starting to think that this is not just random. I mean, the shootings may be random, but the idea that just different people are does it still make sense to you that different people are doing this? Could it be initiation into a gang? Or could it be a serial shooter? I don't know, but another shooting on the I-10. This was I-10 East near Bullard Avenue. And it's discouraging that this happens because, you know, you're just riding down the interstate and some people get shot. Thank God it's not that many. It's rare, but still the fact that it happens. And I know a lot of you think about that when you drive through New Orleans East on the I-10. I do, too. Sometimes I feel like I need to, like, serpentine on the road, you know, so it'd be a little harder for them to actually hit me. Mayor Cantrell is in Washington, D.C. I don't know if she's still there, but she was in Washington, D.C., and she's looking for help from the government to help the New Orleans crime wave, and I applaud her for this. She wants more federal assets for the New Orleans Police Department. Yesterday, she was in D.C. She met with Julie Chavez Rodriguez, who is the director of the White House Office of Intergovernmental Affairs. And a spokesperson for the city, Gregory Joseph, said the mayor made a request for U.S. Marshals to return to the city. And so, you know, look, if they can help, let them help. And so I applaud the mayor for asking for this kind of help and just doing whatever it takes to bring this crime wave under control. And then we're hearing more and more about car thefts. And I can't help but think that it's a little deeper than just people stealing cars. And it seems like Hyundai and Kia are the prime targets because apparently they're easy to steal. It's discouraging. In the news, there's a story of a guy, basically he's watching his car get stolen almost right in front of him. But this is not only happening here. It's happening in Philadelphia and Chicago and other cities. There is a mentality that is inspiring, motivating, if you will, people to steal cars. They're not taking these cars to chop shops, as far as I know. They're doing it. It seems like this is just fun. It seems like this is just recreation. It's what they do. And that's really scary because we shouldn't have to worry about our car being stolen at any point during the day or night. But this is ramping up, and I wish they would be able to determine the actual motivation. What is motivating these thug punks to do this? Is it a dare? Is it to get into a gang? Is it just for fun? Because it's just happening way too often, and they're way too casual about it. I mean, they'll do it right in front of you, as we witness in the news. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, oh, by the way, it is free for all Friday. So if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakwood Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. So we've got a lot going on. Also, we'll have the latest on the Peyton placement watch. Sean Payton is now saying that, hey, wait a minute, things went okay with the Broncos because there was word that things didn't go well with the Broncos. Sean Payton is countering that, saying things went really well. So the Payton placement watch does continue here on Scoot on the Air. All right, this weekend, Mardi Gras parades are rolling. Crew of Chewbacca's, Ian and his wife will be part of that tomorrow evening. And then the Nefertiti parade on Sunday afternoon, and I hope they're able to do this without any rain. But hey, you know, we're getting into it, and it's only going to ramp up from here. This is just the beginning. We got Coup de Vue and other parades next week. Wow. Happy Mardi Gras. I'm Scoot. We're coming back on WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I really don't know what's behind it, but you know, we've got to be really curious about the mentality that is motivating all of these car thefts. Yeah, and somebody's car was stolen yesterday or the day before. It was a DoorDash driver, and he left the car running. I mean, don't do that. Don't leave the car running. In fact, you know, it would be great if we could do this, but I don't think this is allowed, and I think it's a shame that this isn't allowed. Why not leave a car running and have the police standing there waiting, hiding but waiting? And as soon as somebody jumps in the car to steal it, you arrest them. Now, I think that's called entrapment. I don't think you're supposed to do that, but why not? I mean, why can't you do whatever it takes to catch somebody doing something dishonest? It doesn't make sense that something like that might not be allowed. All right, we're going to get to your text messages coming up in a few minutes. Let's get to some calls from Metairie. T-Boy, you're on WWL. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, Scoot, I just was watching the Pelosi video, which was very interesting to me.
Yeah.
I see a very odd scene in front of me. I have it frozen at second 45 on my particular video. I see two men smiling with a cap that swallowed the canary look to their face. I see a man with no pants on carrying a drink, a glass, presumably with a drink in it.
Yeah, wow! Imagine and that. Imagine being at home at night in your own home, and you've got no pants on, you've got some shorts on, and you're having a drink. That is really, really bizarre.
While you just had a house break in, I'm going to pour myself a cocktail or have some 7-Up.
Really
scary. A man
just
broke into my house. Let's pause this so I can get some 7-Up. Doesn't happen. So here, let me finish my thought. So you have the younger man, the guy who supposedly broke in. Looking at Pelosi as if to say, okay, how do we deal with this? They're both smiling. I see a smile on both of their faces. I don't know what you would do in a house break-in. I don't think I'm going to smile and carry around a glass of 7-Up. There's something more here. I alluded to that on your show many months ago. You scolded me. Now seeing the video, you just, if you're going to be objective, Scoot, you have to view the first part of that video somewhat with a little suspect in your mind. They're smiling. They're looking. They have the cat. Yeah. The younger man is looking like, oh, my God, we got caught. How do we handle this? Now, granted, the second part is horrific. The hammer, he pulled out of Pelosi's hand and hit him. I mean, this guy's a piece of work anyway from what we've heard about his background. But again, I'm calling you about the first part of the video. The two men are smiling. What's up with that? If a break-in, I'm not going to smile. I'm not going to be carrying a glass. I'm not. Was anything stolen? Was there anything in disarray in the house? There's more than meets the eye here.
Well, the first mistake that you make, T-Boy, is that you assume that everybody's going to act the way you would in a situation. You also assume that you would act a certain way in a situation that maybe you've never been in. I saw the video before the show today, and I see quite the opposite. I see a horrific event. It's obvious that you have a bias, and what you're doing is you're trying to confirm the bias that you already had. With no evidence, you already figured out that there was something wrong here and that it was set up or something, because you can't bring yourself to feel any empathy for a Democrat or for anybody related to Nancy Pelosi. So if I were you, I'd get some new tin foil, I'd put a new hat on, and see if that helps out a lot. I hope it does. But again, I see the video, and I see none of what you see. So you're entitled to your view. I'm entitled to my view. And what you might want to do is just be one of those trolls on social media and just get that out there with all of your friends, because it'll create controversy. And controversy is good for my show. So go ahead and do that. Go ahead and send your story out there to everybody you know. And then we can talk about it from there. Really, just, I mean, Ian, you and I saw it together in my office before the show. And I don't see anything that T-Boy is. The fact that he's got a shirt on and he's got what looks like shorts. It's at night and he's got a drink. And I don't see anything that T-Boy sees.
So I've been listening to this conversation while you were talking to T-Boy. Well done. And I don't like, he does. Paul Pelosi appears to crack a smile when he's talking to the police, but he alternately in other moments looks terrified, you know, and I like the way you put it to T-Boy. Like, I wonder what happens if Ian Hoke breaks into T-Boy's house in the middle of the night with a hammer. And like, what is his reaction? Maybe it's to get mad and frown and put down his glass of water and beat the hell out of me.
This guy doesn't know. This guy who calls himself T-Boy, he doesn't know how he would react to that situation.
And I think it's unfair to judge Paul Pelosi. He's clearly trying to de-escalate the situation. If you've ever dealt with somebody that's having a panic attack or like a mental breakdown episode, you probably know the right thing is not to meet them where they are.
Right.
You know, you pretend like everything's kind of normal, or God forbid, there's a friend of mine who got kidnapped from in front of her house about 10 years ago by a couple teenagers, and she just went with it. She was like, hey, yeah, where are we going? Interesting. Nice to meet you guys. What's your name? And then at the next opportunity, she dives out of the car before they could take her somewhere and rape and kill her. You do things like this to make the situation less volatile.
And it seemed like there was some kind of subtle communication that Paul Pelosi was trying to convey to the police that had arrived.
That's what he said on the 911 call.
And the guy does it like right before, as the police are entering, he does it right in front of the police, starts to hammer the guy. So, you know, look, I feel badly for the people who wear the tin hats, because, you're just looking for things to be pissed about. And that's okay. This is America. If you want to go into the weekend, if you want to go through your life paranoid and pissed, hey, man, you've got a right to do that, but don't expect us to get involved in it.
If you have just like, and I'd love the way that you said it, the impetus of this, what's at the core of T-Boy's argument is just a total lack of empathy for what happened to this person in this situation. And I'll just pull any information I can reach and put it on top of this video so that I can feel like there's no victim in this crime.
Right, because this is how divided we are.
Odd.
No empathy for the other side. And look, there are Democrats that have no empathy for the Trumpsters.
Absolutely.
None whatsoever. So that was a great example of what we often talk about on the show. It's called confirmation bias. It is the art of confirming your bias. And so this caller had a bias going into the video. He found what he needed, but I don't see what he sees in the video. So, I mean, enough on that. All right, let's go to Justin and Gentile. Hey, Justin.
Hey, Scoot. Let me tell you, this week is such a blur that I called you guys yesterday, and I can't remember what I talked about.
You think we can?
Except for one thing. What?
We can't remember either.
Well, you know, but I do remember this. Love and prayers to my buddy Cosmo. I shouted out him yesterday.
I remember that.
And that's why I called. So yeah. That's now I have a question for you, Scoot. I've listened to a lot of your interviews with rock stars, Amanda Shaw, Fred LeBlanc, Rick Springfield, Randy Jackson from Zebra. Could you please tell us a story about one of the funniest things those guys said?
That's going to take some recalling, you know. I'm going to have to think about that. I mean, you know, there's some funny things that are said in the interviews, but, you know, most of what I do with the interviews is I pretty much play the whole interview. It's not like there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. So I appreciate the comment. It's not that the interviews are that wild or crazy, because if something is kind of wild or crazy, I let it go. I mean, I put it on the air. I post it. It's the videos there to be seen.
I love them. I think they're great.
Well, thank you for that. Great. I'll think about it, Justin. I do appreciate the call.
Okay. Man, have a great weekend. Be safe.
You too. All right. From Uptown, Aaron, welcome to our show.
Hey, what's up, Scoot?
Hey, Aaron.
I want to say a couple of things, man. I'll let you speak. For one thing, I want to say, I like how you handled that first guy that called, man. That's why I listen to your show.
Appreciate it.
Second thing, the kids that still in calls, like you say, man, I think they're just doing it for fun. It's like they be riding around one stolen car, four, five of them, and they say, hey, you need a car. I'm tired of riding you around, and they just go steal the car. And the third thing I want to say, I believe that it's got to be a serial. Somebody doing this on interstate, man, because it happens too much. Like you said, it can't be random, you know?
You know, we saw the picture of those girls, the video of those girls in the car shooting. We saw a video of that. So there might be a few different people doing it, but it sure seems to me like this is pointing toward a serial shooter, because there just seems to be something, there seem to be some common denominators with some of these shootings. And, you know, I could be way off, but I kind of have a feeling there's a serial shooter out there.
Yeah, me too, man. You know, I don't know if you follow TikTok, but on TikTok, they got a guy, I can't think of his name. He just said that like a week ago. He's like, man, the city might be trying to cover it up or something. Don't want to scare the tourists and all that away, you know. But could be a serial shooter on that interstate somewhere.
Well, Aaron, I do appreciate the call, and have a great weekend. All right, if you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. George Santos, there's some pictures of George Santos in drag, and I didn't know that he was gay. And don't assume that all homosexuals are liars. This guy seems to be. George Santos in drag, you know, he's quite the handsome woman. He really is.
You think so?
He's quite the handsome woman.
Is he spinning your bow tie, Scoot?
Well, no, I don't mean that. But I can recognize him as a very handsome woman. And you know, if you're going to do that, I mean, own it.
Yeah.
You know, don't deny it. I mean, the pictures are there, and I mean, I don't care if he's straight or gay. A lot of Republicans seem to care about those things, and maybe some Democrats who are very extremely religious care about some of those things, but I don't care. But anyway, it's interesting photos.
It's not as if there's not a precedent for New York Republicans
right.
dressing up in drag. You
right.
know, I'm old enough to remember when Rudy Giuliani was doing that, and he was the toast of the town.
Yes.
So I don't understand. George Santos, there is a path for you here, Georgie, where you say, yeah, sometimes I put on women's clothes and I, you know, sing a little, you know, Donna Summer or whatever. Everyone would be fine with that, I would think.
Well, okay, maybe this is the problem. He can't bring himself to, he, like, denies things.
Yeah.
Because he's like, he is one of the most pathological liars I think we've ever witnessed in a long time.
It's a masterclass.
It is amazing.
You lie to yourself, and thereby you lie to everybody else. He doesn't think that he's lying. What's the line? It's not a lie
If you believe it.
Right. Well, the other thing is that, you know, it's interesting that somebody stands out among politicians as a liar because they're all liars.
Oh, yeah.
If you stand out as a major liar among all politicians, you're really a liar.
Yeah, he's really moved the window of what we would accept. I got some text messages here. Here's one that says, this is about Memphis. Scoot, take note of the potential outrage and demonstrations, riots in response to the police beating of the black man. Yes, terrible incident, but where is the daily, hourly outrage of all the black men that are killed by other black men? I don't see it, and it's a sad irony. Pat.
Well, Pat, we've addressed this a lot recently. At City Hall recently in New Orleans, the city council was asking for input from the public on the crime wave in New Orleans. And the majority of the people there, according to what I saw, were black citizens. They were as angry as anybody could be. I'm surprised that, you know, F-bombs didn't fly, that profanity wasn't part of what they were saying, because mm-hmm. they were so passionate about it. So don't make the mistake of thinking that there are blacks who don't care about black-on-black crime, because they do. They're just not making the news as much as I think they should. But after every shooting, they interview blacks from the neighborhood where somebody was just shot, and they are outraged, and they're frustrated, and they're scared. And because there's not a riot every time it happens, doesn't mean that there aren't people who care about that.
Didn't hundreds of high school kids just walk out of class about a week and a half ago in protest of black-on-black violence? It's so easy for us as white people to second-guess what the black community is or is not outraged about.
Right.
You don't know. You're not in their churches. You're not in the barbershops. You're not at the kitchen table with them. Unless you're friends with black people, and I mean really friends. I don't mean like, oh, there's a black person at my office or something like that. Yeah. If you don't have black people in your life and you don't talk to them about these issues, you really have only a very small idea of what those conversations are like.
No, it's true. So again, there are a few people, and it's not the majority, but there are a few people who are just looking for ways to denounce black Americans. And that is a form of racism. And people, these are the very people who say, there's no racism anymore.
Right.
And yet these very people are looking for reasons to pass judgment on blacks as if they don't really care about the black-on-black crime. They do care. Many of them are not in a position of power to do anything about it, but don't think they don't care.
Couple more quick ones here. Scoot, the city of New Orleans cannot manage the money they already have. What good is additional money going to do when they can't handle what they've already received?
I think that's a great point. And when I saw this story earlier about the mayor asking for money, I'm thinking, didn't she have money before when it comes to recruiting police officers? Didn't the city council give her like $1 million that she just sat on? I guess she didn't want to make it like, oh, they did something good. I want this to be all my. I don't know what the motive is, but I think that's a legitimate point concerning the money. I mean, look, if she gets the help of the U.S. Marshals and it helps, I'm all for that. But I think it's fair to be skeptical about the use of money.
Two more quick ones. Scoot, the video with the documents yesterday was hilarious. I watched it 3 times and it made my night. You and Ian have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's posted on our website and on Facebook.
And on your Facebook.
Yep. Scoot on the Air.
Go check it out.
Yeah.
And I'll leave you with this one. George Santos can be president and first lady at the same time.
I love it. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakwood Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, a sad day on our rock culture calendar. It was on this day in 2006 that Gene McFadden, the singer and songwriter behind the OJs, passed away at the age of 57. He died from complications from cancer. And this is one of my, this wasn't a big hit, but this is one of my favorite OJ songs. She Used to Be My Girl. And yes, she used to be my girl. I think somewhere in the song it says, I kissed her on the lips and left her behind for my friend. Somebody on the way home is going to get that. I kissed her on the lips and left her behind for my friend.
Oh my God.
We'll be right back on WWL.
You're killing me.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, this is the day it happened on the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar, brought to you by Ramsey's Jewelers. On this day in 1984, really at the height of his popularity, Michael Jackson was filming a commercial for Pepsi in L.A., and his hair caught on fire. Some stray pyro things set his hair on fire. It was probably very flammable because Michael Jackson put a lot of product in his hair. And I got a lot of product in my hair sometimes, too, so I get it. The company settled with Michael Jackson for $1.5 million. Michael donated the money to a place that does scalp repair surgery. And not long after that, the hospital revealed a Michael Jackson burn center. So the money went to good use, and there was a positive thing that resulted from it. But that was a scary moment. Michael Jackson's hair caught on fire, rushed right to the hospital, had some severe burns. I'm Scoot. Let's go to the North Shore and James. Hey, James, welcome to the show.
Out my pocket here.
Hello, James.
I'm here, man. Sorry, hey, James. I got my pocket, man.
It's all right.
All right, man. Man, I called today. I want to talk about the Lunar Zodiac, but real quick, I just want to run this by everybody. You know, we all talk about how we believe in the Lord, and it's written that the Lord had written all of our lives out before time. So when we have these people doing the things they did, the Lord's written their lives out. Yeah. This is the Lord. This is God's world, not our world. We're living in God's world. He written these things out for these people to do so we can learn from it. Obviously, we're not learning from this.
You know, and that's one that's one of the perplexing things is that, you know, when things like the carjackings and when just people steal cars and when people commit murder, people want to know, well, why does God allow that? And those are questions that we can't answer.
Well, he allows it so we can learn. So we can, he wants, most of all, he wants us to have love in our hearts. And we fight that. We truly do. We fight having love. Because we just feel love don't work.
Sometimes things happen, and it's a challenge to have love in your heart.
Yeah, I understand. I get that. I just wanted to go there for a second. You know, I won't stay there too long. I really called about the Zodiac. This is the Lunar Zodiac. We just went into the year of the rabbit. Okay. And I just throw this out there for everybody. A good way to know the people you are around is to know their Zodiac. I'm telling you.
Really?
I've never met someone. Oh, man, absolutely. Me and Ian are both pigs or boars. That's our. He's I'm a metal pig. I'm not sure what pig he is because it changes every 12 years. It'll be either metal, water, earth, or wood. I think I'm not for sure. There's four different ones. I'm not for sure what yours is yet. I would love to know what your animal is, your zodiac animal. It means a lot to know. I'm telling you, when you find out somebody, you find out a lot. And I've never told someone their zodiac and say, oh, that's not me. They always say, damn, it's just like me.
Well, James, that's interesting.
Maybe one day you can let us know.
James, I know a lot of people believe in that, and I'm not criticizing you for believing that. A lot of people are into that. I don't know enough about it to make a credible comment. On the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar, brought to you by Ramsey's Jewelers, on this day in 1962, this was the number one song in America. First, there was the twist, and then there was the peppermint twist. And think about it. This was 1962, so this is what music was like 2 years before the Beatles arrived in America. And early February is when the Beatles first arrived in America. We'll be celebrating and talking about that on the show when that anniversary comes around. I'm Scoot. It's Friday. We'll be back on WWL. We lost a great one on this day. 1972. This is the day that gospel singer Mahalia Jackson passed away. Heart failure, diabetes complications took her life. She was 60 years old. And of course, it used to be called the Theater of the Performing Arts. It is now the Mahalia Jackson Theater, right next to the old Municipal Auditorium, which I hope one day becomes something again. But we named a theater after her. Mahalia Jackson died on this day in 1972.
I got a text message here that says, I'm laying on the sofa listening. I'm fresh from the oral surgeon's office getting wisdom teeth pulled.
Oh, wow.
And these meds make y'all funnier than what y'all are.
I'm sure they do. That's the benefit of meds.
Is that a compliment?
I think it's a compliment. Well, it kind of suggests that we're not funny unless
you're
on meds.
Could go either way.
If you're not on meds, we're not that funny.
Well, listen, texter 8472, if you have any of those pills left over, man.
All right, but look, so you're lying. Let's try and do this again. If you're lying on the sofa and you need a new sofa, you can go to Leo Furniture and Mattress in La Place. Now, if you take the meds and you get hooked on the meds, then you can go to Lake Wellness Center to get some help there.
Absolutely right. And, you know, after you get out of Lake Wellness Center, if you're doing inpatient, you might really need a hot meal on your way out.
Or you could have Dickie's Barbecue Pit deliver right to you.
They'll deliver it to you right there at Lake Wellness.
Yeah. And remember, if you've got back tax problems, call GoTax Resolution. If that license needs to be renewed, go to the notary shop and take care of that. And, you know, if you're not really happy with your bank, you should try Merry Bank.
You got about 20 seconds, man. You better get the rest of these in there.
I think that's all I can do right now. We'll bring some more clients up later in the show.
We'll see who we left out.
Try to work the clients in as much as we can.
Ridiculous.
All right. It is Free for All Friday. I'm Scoot. We're coming back with more of your comments and more of the stuff we're talking about today on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.